Good morning.
早上好，大家弟兄姐妹，祝您平安。
Before I forget, let me wish all the fathers inside here a happy Father's Day.
我想祝贺这里所有的父亲，父亲节快乐。
All right, okay. I like that.I remember when I was a teenager, I wanted to be a father.
我记得我年少时候都特别想成为父亲。
I could not wait.
我真是等不及了，感觉。
After I became a father in rapid fire, I will not say.
但我成了父亲之后，我就不再说什么了。
It is a blessing being a father, indeed, and we honor the fathers here today.
确实成为父亲是种祝福，所以我们这里尊荣所有的父亲。
Okay, so we have much to cover today. We're going to take some giant leaps. We're going to look at the biblical family from single. If you're single, I have you in mind today, marriage and parenting.
今天我们有很多事情要讨论啊，所以呢，我们要有一个真是一个从。我们从谈单身谈到婚姻，谈到家庭。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to turn to your word, and we ask that you will speak to us.
主，我们感谢你，让我们这个机会能够去聆听你的话语，求你祝福我们。
Father, we know we are about to deal with a very important topic.
我们知道我们的主题是非常重要的。
It is the foundation of our society.
因为这是我们社会的基石和基础。
And Lord, our society is in a mess.
我主啊，我们这个社会现在处在一种混乱状态。
And so, Father, as we revisit the cradle, as it were, help us, Lord, to see what your blueprint, your word has to say to us.
所以主啊，当我们再去看这些圣经中的这些启示的时候，求你的话语再次光照我们。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Today is going to be not just a typical sermon, it's going to be like a big seminar that we're running today.
今天我们这个讲道的方式是一种有点像一种讲座的方式来谈这个话题。
I want to encourage you, both elderly, if you have young ones that you want to help, or young people,Grab a pen, take some notes.
所以我就特别鼓励啊，我们这年轻人或老年人，你们都可以拿出笔来记些笔记，如果愿意的话。
It is no secret that the marriage, the family, is under attack today.
这个整个家庭这个基石在遭到前所未有的一种冲击，这已经是不言而喻的事情了。
The marriage roles are being redefined. Divorces are on the increase, including in the church.
婚姻的法律在被修改，整个的离婚率呢也在不断上升，包括在教会里头。
And many young people are failing to prepare, and if you fail to prepare, you prepare.
很单身年轻人呢，单身年轻人对婚姻的生活也没有任何预备，你这样没有预备的话，就等于预备失败。
As a matter of fact, one of the negative responses is that many young people are opting out of marriage.
所以另外一个错误的反应就是年轻人恐惧婚姻或者不愿意进入婚姻。
And if they're not up and out, they are delaying the process.
他们这样也在错失这样一个神带领的过程，就说是。
Well, I was listening to a pastor, and he said to me that grabbed my attention. I have the secret to a happy marriage.
一个牧者的话引起我很大的注意，他说我有一个幸福婚姻的秘诀。
You can imagine he grabbed my attention when he said so.
所以你可以看，你可以想象他为什么抓住我的注意力，幸福生活的秘诀。
Are you ready for it?
你想知道吗？我想和你分享的这个事情。
This is gonna be the problem-free marriage. Are you ready for it?
这是一个没有任何困难的婚姻，能相信吗？
Are you ready for it?
你准备好了吗？
Okay, let's go. Oh, you like that? You will certainly not have any problem with marriage if you do not get married. And 1 Corinthians 7 says that it's better not to marry.
所以哥林多前书呢第七章讲过一个关于婚姻方面的一些建议。
And he went on to explain,
就保罗在那里继续的教导。
Indeed, he said that In this world, we will have trouble.
他是讲到我们在这世上会有苦难，会有问题。
But despite all of that, marriage is a wonderful thing. Amen.
即便这样，婚姻也是幸福的事情，非常幸福的事情，是个礼物。
As a matter of fact, I have one more verse to share with you before you get into it, because this is from the guy who said, "Laugh in your way to a better marriage." He points to a verse in Proverbs 14.
他去讲那个箴言的第十四。
And look at that verse carefully.
如果你仔细看看箴言第十四所描述的事情。
Where there are no oxen, the manger is clean.
讲的如果是说没有那个牛的话，槽头就会很干净。
Would you agree with that?
你们肯定会同意这个说法。
Because if you have oxen, you have to clean out the.
你要有牛的话，就要清理牛粪。
And nobody likes to clean the.
没有人愿意清理这种脏东西。
The pool, right? Okay. However, the other side says that.
另外一方面又说什么呢？
But our abundant crops come by the strength of the oxen.
那有牛的话，就会有物产丰富。
So which one should we pick?
所以我们应该怎么选择呢？
Do I want crops?
我喜欢物产丰富吗？
I do I not want to clean the pool?
但我不喜欢清理牛粪。
I think you get the point.
我可以看出这个所谓二律背反的一个问题，这是一个。
If we do want blessing, and the Bible says the one who find a wife find a good thing obtains favor from God.
如果我们想要请求祝福的话。
But along with the blessings come the challenges.
但有祝福就有挑战。
So, if I were single here today, and you were to ask me, what are some things, Pastor Andrew, should I bear in mind before I say I do?
所以如果你是一个单身的话，你会问我就说，Andrew 牧师，我到底应该怎么预备自己，在我结婚说我愿意之前，应该准备些什么事情，为婚姻做准备。
I'm going to look at several passages, but the passage that you have in your bulletins,
我要看一下，我们要一起看一下这个圣经中的一些经文的启示，关于这方面教导。
It's taken from Genesis chapter 2. We're going to go back to the beginning.
创世纪第一章，创世纪第二章，第十五到二十四节。
All right, we're going to move quickly.In verse 15, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Verse 18. Then the Lord God said, It is not good for the man should be alone.
第十八节讲的是耶和华说是那人独居不好，我要为他造个配偶帮助他。
I will make him a helper fit for him. Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field, every bird of the heavens, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all the livestock and the birds of the heavens and every beast of the field.But for Adam, there was not found an helper fit for him.
亚当给所有动物起名了，但是亚当却没遇见适合的配偶来帮助他。
So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh.
所以耶和华就用亚当肋骨造了夏娃。
And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman.And brought her to the man, and the man said, This, alas, is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
所以当耶和华领到女人到男人面前，亚当说，这是我骨中骨，肉中肉。
She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed.
所以因此呢，男人要离开父母，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
I think in our society today we have lost our way.
我觉得在我们现在当今社会中呢，我们已经迷失了方向。
Confusion abounds as to what is marriage and family supposed to look like.
对家庭婚姻到底什么样子，已经失去了概念。
whatever one people redefining and which the dysfunctional that are coming down to us, it's understandable that we have confusion today.
外加法律的一些改义，这种混乱是可想而知的。
But God's word is not silent, which is the manual of life.
但神的话并不是空洞的，神的话是活的，就像这个是我们生活的准则，生命的准则。
And we're going to take a little sneak preview, look at the various important areas of marriage and family today.
我们从这圣经的整个原则来看一看关于家庭婚姻的原则。
Now, first thing, I remember when I was single, I was always curious to find out what is that thing that I need to know about marriage.
我常常在困惑想到底是婚姻中哪个事情，哪种事情，重要事情我要应该知道和了解呢？
The first thing that I want to point out to us is, for if you are single here, learn what God's plans are about regarding to marriage.
所以我第一个想知道是说，对于单身人，如果你是单身的话，你要了解神对你的计划和安排，神的旨意是什么。
In other words, we need to learn who God is first.
我们首先要认识我们的神是谁。神的本性是什么
？You're gonna say, "Oh, that is boring."
你可能会说，这有点好像乏味吧
？Well, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28,
在创世纪第一章，26-28吧。
The Lord said, "It is not good for man to be alone." We learned that earlier on, but He says in Genesis 1 that "Let us make man in our image."
第一章讲的是说，耶和华说，让我们按我们的形象来造人，来造男造女。
And let him have dominion over this world.
让他可以管理整个世界。
In other words, if you and I are going to fix the marital problem, if you and I are going to be prepared, if you are single and you're going to be prepared for marriage, you better learn about your Creator.
所以就说，如果我们想了解婚姻的话，我们就要了解这个婚姻的缔造者或建立者，就是我们这位神。
Because all that God made is a reflection of Him.
因为神所造的都是来反映他的形象。
And if you want to fix the reflection, you better look to the original source.
就是这个反应完全就是说扭曲的话，我们要去看看他原本的形象是什么。
In other words, let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
We learned that God exists in Trinity. He exists in community.
我们知道神是一个三位一体的神，就是他存在一种爱的关联和社区之中。
And when he made us, he made us in community, male and female.
所以他造我们，造男造女，男性女性，我们是不是单个人，而是一个社会群体，一个群体的人。
In other words, even in marriage, if you find one spouse is gonna do what he wants to do as if he's single, God is not gonna bless that.
如果一个已婚男性就像他单身一样去。为所欲为的话，我想神是不喜悦和祝福的。
You also learn in the Trinity there is hierarchy or structure that God the Father sent the Son.
而且我们看到整个三位一体中有一个秩序，就是天父来差遣他的爱子圣子。
Well, in the woman's liberation movement these days, you hear that I'm not going to submit myself to any man. Well, that will be working against the program.
然后在女权运动中讲的说，女性一定要。去统战和统领的这个位置的话，去征服的话，这也不是属神的一种原则。
And we could go on like this. Whatever you talk about the holiness of God, you have marriages that are falling apart because people don't treat God as holy.
因为我们整个已经不把神当神看待，他的圣洁，我们无所不去想这个事情的话，我们的婚姻自然会导致于混乱。
And God's people need to live holy, sinless lives.
神的子民应该过一个圣洁的属神的生活。
How many marriages that you learn that a spouse run off with someone else, or the temptation to answer your spouse in using corrupt words?
在目前有很多婚姻出现第三者，甚至这种婚外情，以及对夫妻之间的不尊重，这都是不是说神是讨神喜悦的这种生活方式。
We could spend a lot of time on that, but there's another point I want to make, especially when you're single.One of the big questions that we ask is, "Who am I and why am I here?"
对于单身的人来讲，信徒来讲，他更应该问自己是谁，自己从哪里来到哪里去。
You learn those things in Genesis chapter 1 that you're made in the image of God and you have value, but not just you, especially man, but including the opposite sex, have value and dignity.
所以呢，我们可能从创世第一章看到说，我们是神按人的形，按他的形象造男造女，有男性、女性两性，所以不只是男性，还有一个，还有女性，我们共同来彰显神的荣耀。
You have people who are married, and during marriage or family, they're trying to discover their purpose in life.
常常是人们在寻求生命的意义。
I think that is a little bit too late.
如果你在婚姻中孩子还不明确的话，是会有点晚了，就是说。
And when they reach 40, they hit midlife crisis and say, "Boy, I'm taking a high culture here."
如果那中年危机的话呢，又产生一个更大的问题。
If you're single, you better discover right now.What is your purpose in life?
如果你单身的话，你真要去理解人的人生的意义以及婚姻的意义。
It's important that you learn about the opposite gender.
而且要去了解你的异性，异性是什么？到底它是怎么样去互动和相关的
？I remember when you go on the road and you ask a lady, "What would you like your husband to know about you? What is the biggest need that you have?" And they would say, "I wish he would understand me."Am I correct, ladies?
所以很多妻子就是说，别人问他说你是希望他丈夫了解你什么？最希望丈夫知道你什么？他说我最希望丈夫能够理解我。
I know what you men are saying that probably, oh, that's a lifetime job.
可能男性或者丈夫就说这可真是毕生的一个问题，毕生的一个任务，就说是。
And that is true. That's what First Peter chapter 3 said, verse 7, that we should understand her.
而彼得前书也三章讲了说我们应该去。弟兄们应该去了解他的妻子，他的配偶。
And, you know, that's what my concern when I have like singles. Sometimes it's very difficult when you grow up in a only child and you don't associate with people. You don't have those social skills.
可能作为一个如果只有独生子女的话，他们就是在这方面会有些欠缺。他可能是说，在社会的关系和互动上是要更多的学习。
And so it's very important that you learn, even in the church, you have a community. God said, let us, you know, I'm going to build a church, and the word is ecclesia, a called out ones, where you have community.
而在我们这个教会是个这个社区，是个社区中，我们要互相之间去有关联，互相怎么去彼此相爱，要学习。
I love the next one. The next one, we are told that God gave Adam a job first. Amen?
所以我们看到的耶和华首先是要把亚当安在园子里，给他一个工作，定命的工作。
In other words, job is not a result of the fall or sin.
所以工作不是最后我们有罪之后产生的一种劳苦，而是它是一个神的一个最开始圣洁的定命。
Now imagine if you have this young man who wanted to come and ask for my daughter's hand in marriage. One of the first things I want to find out, does he have a job?
所以一个婚姻咨询中我要首先问的男性说是你有没有工作
And if he said no,
如果他说没有工作
I say, you show him the exit. In other words, it starts from early young men to start to take care of your room.
所以少年开始年轻人就是年轻的少年们应该开始学会自理学会整理自己的房间学会去自理。
And parents, we do our children, especially our sons, great injustice if we don't teach them responsibilities from early.
如果我们从小不教导他们怎么去负责任的话，这是我们父母的一个失职。
Notice in Genesis 2 that Adam was created first, single.
所以我们看到第二章是创世纪第二章讲的是耶和华首先造男性亚当，他这时候是个单身的年轻人。
And what was Adam doing while he was there? Do you think he was sitting and moping?I want a wife.
我们可能想他不会在那儿抱怨，或在那儿哀求，说我要一个妻子。
No, he was busy serving God. He was learning what it means to be a priest and a prophet.
所以他在真正的去学习怎么去服侍神，怎么去工作，怎么去服侍神。
Interestingly, the Hebrew word that used there when we read that let him keep and work the garden is all priestly terms.
所以他讲的是照顾的管理原则，其实以一种像祭司的这种职分去来做这样的事情来管理。
And we learned that Adam, God gave him His word. He said, "You shall eat of every fruit, but this fruit you should not eat." So God gave him His word.
神给他诫命耶，告诉他说是这里树，你都可以自由去吃这些树上的果子，只有生命只有那个是被上了树的果子，你不要去动，也不要去吃。
In other words, if you are here and you're single and you don't take God's word seriously, you're asking for trouble.
如果作为一个单身男性，单身的人，不是男性，单身弟兄姐妹，如果你不去把神的话当作很认真的事情去学习的话，那就会陷入很多的困境之中。
So while he was waiting on God, he was also developing some spiritual discipline like serving and worshiping, and yes, that were their commitment.
所以在他还单身的时候，他在学习各种各样的属灵的操练，包括敬拜，包括服侍。
Another thing that we see that I have discovered in marriage, a lot of people don't have self-government, learning how to rule themselves.
很多人没有学会自我管理这样的一个一种这样掌握这样一个技能。
In other words, if you can't rule yourself, well, you're going to rule someone else.
如果你不能够掌管自己的话，你就很难去掌管其他的事情。
And by the way, parents, that's why it's so important for us as parents to discipline our children so that they will have self-control.
所以我们父母要学会如何去按照主的道去管教孩子，使他们可以有培养自制能力。
You have all these young people who are getting in all kinds of mess these days, and then they take their mess into marriage.
现在年轻人很多人，他们的个人生活很混乱，所以把这样的混乱生活带入到婚姻中去。
Our young people these days are driven by their feelings. I don't feel like doing it.
现在这个就是在年轻人最大的特点是他们按自己感觉去做事情。我不喜欢做事情，我没感到有这个感觉做这事情，按照感觉去做任何事情。
And so they need to learn how to govern themselves.
所以他们真要学会怎么样去坚强自己意志力，怎么去管理自己。
As a matter of fact, one of the biggest challenges that we see, as you see that list there, you find people with different issues in their soul, like fear.Insecurity, greed, lust, idolatry is a big thing. The psychology will call it addiction or even lack of trust.
这圣经中讲了这里启示了很多的问题，包括这种恐惧，包括没有安全感，包括这种性欲望，过多的欲望和贪婪，包括敬拜偶像，这都是人要面对的内心的一些问题。
I want us to think seriously about it. If you're single,And even that list I have there, if you have any issues like that, you better work on it.
如果你是个单身的，你还有这些问题的话，我们就开始努力来面对这些事情了。
Can you imagine, for example, lack of trust when you get married? Every minute you ask your spouse, "Where were you? What were you doing?" You know, the third degree all the time. That's going to drive your spouse mad.
如果你有这样一种怀疑和不安全感，整天的就是盘问你的配偶的话。会让别人感到很疯狂，就是会。
Our greed, our insecurity.
如果是贪婪也是一样，会造成很大的婚姻中的问题。
With insecurity, you want your spouse to minister to that need, but only God can satisfy that need.
不安全感一样，你想让你的太太或者你的丈夫去满足，只有神能满足的东西。
Those things will choke up any relationship.
这样一种态度肯定会使整个人际关系造成一种就是窒息。
And that's why it's so important to know the Word of God and being part of a discipleship relationship where you can get that accountability.
所以特别重要是要学习神的话语，同时能够进行就是门徒培训和操练。
You know, as a matter of fact, there's one verse I want to read when it comes to single before we move to marriage.
我们在关于单身再有一小段经文分享一下。
As some of you know that I have a baseball bat.
你知道我有一个棒球的那个棒子，
and,
棒球棒子。
Only Andy, I don't think I showed Andy the bat when he came to ask me permission to marry Sherry. But I have this bat that I used to show them the Ten Commandments of dating. I should have carried it here.
我常用这个棒子来写明这个关于约会的十项诫命。
One of the verses that I use for mainly for single people. This is a verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
提到诺亚前书。有这么一个经文。
It goes like this. Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more.
对，第四章讲的是说是你要全心全意的与神同行，这就是圣洁的生活，讨神喜悦。
For you know what instruction we gave you through the Lord Jesus.
因为你知道我们通过耶稣基督给你的诫命和给你的教导是什么样子的。
Here it is now, young people. For this is the will of God, your sanctification.
因为神的旨意就是我们成圣。
that you abstain from sexual immorality.
避免远避淫远避淫行。
That each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor.
每人应该知道怎么去掌管自己身体，成为是个圣洁的，讨神喜悦的。
Not in passion of lust like the unbeliever, the Gentiles do, who do not know God.
而不是说沾染污秽，放纵自己。
I know one of the popular saying in our world today, I am not going to buy a car unless I test drive it.
很多人就说是我要不去尝试，就是去驾驶这车的话，不会买这个车，就说是。
And you have so many young people who are test driving the car and do not realize that they're going to take a whole lot of baggages sometimes in marriage.
很多年轻人不太理解，不太明白，就说是在婚姻中有很多的包袱。从个人每个人生活中都带的包袱。
And holiness doesn't mean that I try to get as close to the line as possible. Ouch!
而且这个圣洁也不说是在就是试探神，去试探这种神所设的界限。
And kissing and touching and all those things which are reserved for married people.
也就是说，很多关于就是圣洁的生活，不管是性方面还各种别的方面，都要去。
That is why we need to take God seriously in being sanctified, set apart for Jesus Christ.
所以我们不能够轻慢神，因为我们是被神所分别为圣出来的。
So when that young man or that young woman and you're in a relationship and they're coming close to you or they want to meet you in the dark, say, oh, no, I don't want that.
如果愿意在有人想在秘密在黑暗中去约会，做一些可能不合宜的事情。那我们就是要远避这样的一种
In other words,
远避试探
set boundaries.
也就是说是要建立这样一种界限，远避试探。
Amen, young people.
是不是我们年轻人应该同意这样的一种原则？
That is so weak.
这是非常非常。
Amen, young people. I can still picture them right now, a couple when they were dating, and you know that they weren't.Reflecting Christian values. And even though, yes, they did get married, they did have two children, but he has left the marriage for someone else.
我可以想象有这么年轻人，他在婚前这个某种不是非常符合是讨人喜悦的行为，最后带到婚姻中去之后，这婚姻并没有很幸福。他两年之后他就离开这个婚姻，没有持守这个婚姻。
A word to the wise single people.Next, we're going to move to marriage.
我们现在开始讨论这个婚姻的问题。
What are some key things that we need to bear in mind if I'm married?
关于婚姻教导方面有哪些神所赐给我们的原则呢？
It is important that both spouses controlled by God, the Holy Spirit.
当然是。夫妻两个人都要在神的掌管之下，都敬畏神，这是一个起点和基础。
I thought it interesting whenever someone teaches on marriage and family, and they turn to Ephesians 5 to talk about wives submit and husband love, they always skip over this verse about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
有很多人在引用这个以弗所书第五章来教导夫妻之间关系的时候，他们常常会。就是常常会错过这么一个关于就是被圣灵充满的这经句。
No, we need to understand this. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. He is God, and he lives in every Christian.
因为我们要知道圣灵是这位三位一体中的第三个位格，他是活在基督徒的生命之中的，他是我们掌管者和向导。
And before Paul deals with the roles in marriage, like husbands love and wives submit, he tells them, you better be controlled by God because only something supernatural can enable you to do something that God wants you to do.
当我们讲这个准则的时候，如果你没有圣灵的同在和圣灵的充满帮助我们的话，我们很难做到顺服，很难做到爱这些条规的事情。
I know, wife, it's difficult to submit to a man who is disobedient and disrespectful. Agree?
我知道如果是去顺服一个非常的不敬畏神或者顺服一个不是很背逆的一个男性或者丈夫是很困难一件事情。
Now, I can't get into everything about this year, but I'm not talking about submitting to an abusive spouse.
我并不讲说你要顺服那种就是虐待的。
You know, if there's physical abuse or emotional abuse, you may need to separate for the purpose of healing.
如果有情感或者是身体方面的一种就是虐待的话，我们首先应该是分开来保护双方。
But whatever God has commanded us to be and do, He gives us the power to do it through His Holy Spirit.
当神给我们要求的时候，他总是赐给我们力量去做这件事情。
And so He reminds us, 1 Corinthians 11, that the husband is the head or leader of his wife.
以弗所书讲的是说是丈夫和在婚姻中秩序是丈夫是整个家庭的头。
Now headship doesn't mean dictatorship. I'm the man, whatever I say.
家庭头并不只说这个家庭要这个专制的主，或者是一个凌驾别人之上这样一个位置。
The kind of headship and the word in the Orient. Headship means the idea of nourishing the body, just like the head nourishes the body.
就是讲的是一种保护的、滋养的这样一种奴仆君王的这样一种态度。
But it also gives direction and guidance.
同时给属灵上的引导和作为一个负责的人。
The kind of headship is the one that, like Jesus, who was a servant leader.
就像基督耶稣是一个奴仆领袖。
So if I were to ask your wife, husband, you know, your husband is a servant leader at home?
如果问这个妻子说，你的丈夫是一个奴仆领袖吗？
Is he the one doing most of the work at home?
他是一个真是帮助你做很多家务的管理家庭的人吗？
Especially if both of the spouses are working.
特别是如果两个人都在外面工作的话，他是这样一个照顾人的人吗？
Then he says, "Is to love and understand her and cherish her like the Lord."
他是像主那样去爱护这个妻子，保护这个妻子。The
word that is used for love in Ephesians 5 is the word agape, which unconditional love.
这里讲爱呢，就是阿加佩的爱，就是一种无条件的爱，是来自基督的爱。
And it is not difficult for a woman to submit to a man who is really loving.
如果一个妻子去顺服这样的丈夫，这种顺服是不是很困难的？
But I will hasten to say that love, the submission, is not dependent upon the man's love.
我要提醒说，这个顺服对女性这样的要求，不是取决于对方的，而是取决于对主的顺服。
When you read these verses, you'll notice that it says, "Like unto the Lord, as to the Lord."
都是为主而做，因为顺服敬畏神而做这样的一种顺服。
In other words, this is a sacred institution. I should do it for God, for His glory.
也就是说，我们每个人做这件事情，爱妻子或者顺服丈夫，是为了爱神来做这件事情。
Even the Son, He said, "Not my will, but Thy will be done."
意思就在科西玛利亚中也说过，不是我的旨意，而是你的天父旨意成就。
And so the primary roles that we see is wife supposed to submit and respect her husband.
所以就是我们来看这个为什么妻子要顺服丈夫，是源于这样一种敬畏和爱神的心。And
husband supposed to love, understand, and cherish her.
丈夫应该去关怀爱和理解妻子，也是像耶稣爱，也像基督爱教会一样。
Ladies, do you feel cherished by your spouse?
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们觉得是被你的先生所关爱的人吗？
Maybe you should not answer.
那你心里就会知道。Next
one, parenting, quickly.
然后我们讲我们怎么去教导父母和孩子间的亲子关系。
The scripture is very clear about this.
圣经教导是比较明确的。
As a matter of fact, in the Old Testament, we are told that, you know, children are to obey and honor their parents, and if children do not obey their parents, if there's a rebellious child, they would stone that child.
就圣经中以色列中有更严格的规矩，就当时的时候，如果孩子不尊重、不敬畏、不尊荣他的父母，如果是非常的悖逆的话，他可以被整个社区用石头给打死。
God is very serious about rebellion.
他的教导还耶和华的教导自己子民时是非常认真的去指出这样一个悖逆的问题。
Because that reminds him of another rebel in our world today. It reminds him of another rebel.
因为这就想起了就是这个悖逆，它源于这个最开始的悖逆，源于撒旦对神的悖逆。
The key passages in Deuteronomy 6, it summarizes here for us that parents are to love God first and then let the commandments be on their heart and then teach to their children.
所以那个生命记中第六章四到九节讲的是说，我们就是要敬畏神，同时把神的这个教导能够继续教导给我们到下一代。
So pretty much every Jewish kid would know Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, and then they recite it.
每个犹太的孩子都会知道这个，生命记第六章。哦，主啊，以色列主，你是独一的神。
But notice, parents, it's so important that you love God first, because what is on your heart is what you're going to want to communicate to your children.
但是我们知道，父母首先爱神，让你对神的爱会传递给你的孩子。
If materialism is on your heart, it is going to be communicated to the children.
如果一个就是所谓的物质主义，如果在你心中做主做王的话，你这样一种态度也会传递给你的孩子。
If making a name for yourselves is on your heart, you're going to communicate that to the children.
如果个人名誉和地位是第一位的话，那他把这样的态度、人生态度、哲学会传给自己的孩子。
So parents, children are to obey, honor their parents, but parents are also told not to provoke their children to anger.
儿女要尊重父母的，父母也要不要惹孩子的气，不要无故的惹孩子的气，在圣经中讲的。
Long time ago, Brother Guan loaned me this book that talks about that. It's loan. That's a very long loan, Brother Guan. Pastor, Brother Guan. After 18 years, I still have that book.
所以我还有一本书，就已经借了18年了。我仍然有这本书，关于这个讲题的，就说是。
And in that book, you talk about some ways of how you can provoke your children to anger.
这本书中讲了一些怎么惹孩子气的一些可能情景。
Listen to this, parents. If you show preference for one child over the other, you will provoke them to anger.
如果你不是平等对待孩子，而是说偏爱孩子的话，你会真实是惹孩子气。
He said, if you behave as if you're the ultimate authority in their lives, you will provoke them to anger.
如果你是当成第二，你把自己当成一个绝对的权柄和权威的时候，你也会使他们给他们置气，就说是。
In other words, you're trying to eclipse God.
你等于是在掩盖神的尊荣，没有去把神的尊荣彰显在孩子面前。
I like how one of my professors talks about four different kinds of atmosphere that can be in the home.
一本书讲到是四个，就是这样一种四个环境，在家庭中四个环境和情境。
Especially in the Christian home, number one, it says, be careful of a Pharisaical home.
第一点是特别注意那种法利赛人式的、那种伪善的那样一种生活的一种家庭氛围。
It's all about law, 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 law.
总是表达是外表给别人看到什么样子，把当最重要的。
Especially when you're in the ministry like myself or a leader in the church, you want your children to make you look good.
特别是那种牧者、长者啊，牧会就是教会的牧者，他可能希望他的孩子能够成为非常外表看来非常非常好的孩子。
Secondly,
代表自己。
He mentioned a needy kind of parents. Oh, I need my child. I need my child.
第二点是过度的这种依赖的这个父母对孩子过度的依赖。孩子成为是他最重要的事情。
Such a home will stifle the kid.
整个这个环境就会窒息，使孩子没有得到这种自由呼吸的成长的空间。
Children are not there to medicate us.
孩子们不是为了给我治愈我们的，孩子的出现不是为治愈父母的。
Another thing that he talks about is an absent parent.
第三个环境讲的是说，完全是父母是非常的不关心自己的孩子。完全是不在孩子生活之中。
Yes, the parents is there, but the parents is not there.
虽然好像在那儿，但其实也没在孩子生活中起到任何作用。
All three we are not supposed to do.
这三样我们都是应该去避免的事情。
The biblical parent is one of grace and truth.
那整个圣经所教导的家庭环境氛围应该是有真理、有恩典和真理的
A parent that models the gospel of Jesus Christ.
整个父母是要去来效仿基督，把这个耶稣基督福音呢彰显出来。
It's a parent that recognizes that I too am a sinner.
父母也意识到自己也是罪人，在神面前是个罪人。
And very gracious towards mistakes and mishaps.
对孩子们的错误呢，都是非常有一种恩典态度来对待。
But it's a parent that also teaches the truth.
但父母要教导他神的道理，教导他真理。
And lastly, we are told that parents are to discipline their children.
第最后一点是父母一定要去管教自己的孩子。
That is so hard to do.
这是件非常困难的事情。
It's very easy for us to excuse their behavior.
因为我们很可能会去原谅他们的行为。
But if you read Proverbs 23, it tells us that you may just be saving them from sure death.
你管教他使他走正路，就是他避免死亡。箴言所说的。
Okay, now, we have single, we have marriage, and we have parenting. And we said that earlier on, that they are all under attack.
所以我们讲这个，不管是单身的生活、婚姻生活、家庭的这种教儿女的生活，这方面都有着一些前所未有的一些冲击的状态中。
And the enemy that we have that is going after our families are Satan, the flesh, and the world.
敌人也是一样，每基督徒在十字架路上的敌人就这三样，一种是说这个世界，一种是我们自身的这个老我，一个是撒旦。
If your home is in a turmoil, we need to understand that there is a snake somewhere lurking.
当我们生活，我们的婚姻生活如果真遭受这样一种混乱的时候，我们首先想到是说有属灵上的一些影响。
His name is Satan. We are told that we battle against, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers.
就像以弗所书第五章所教导我们的，我们不是和与血肉征战，我们是和空中掌权的属灵气的一些黑暗权势征战，就是说撒旦的黑暗权势来征战。
But not only that, we have the flesh to contend with, our sinful nature.
我们个人的内在生命中呢，有这老我的生命，它仍然存在，我们要去不断的去警醒，走十架的路。
I usually ask a spouse, would you like to marry to someone who would demonstrate these characteristics?
我常常问人说，你愿不愿意嫁给有这样一种特质的这样基督徒。
Characteristics like sexual immorality.
这些很不好的特质，比如像性方面的一个不道德的特质。
Jealousy.
嫉妒的。
Fits of anger.
包括就暴怒的。
Divisions.
包括这种就是混乱，这种
drunkenness
纷争的，包括这种就是
no one would like to marry to someone like that.
这特点人没有人喜欢去建立家庭和这样人建立家庭。
I know there's sometimes these young people they can't wait to reach 21.
我有时觉得没听懂。I'm sorry, I don't understand that last word.
They can't wait until they reach the age where they can start drinking.
Okay, 很多年轻人期待着赶快到十八岁可以喝酒这样一个年龄。
And we're not talking about drinking water.
我们不是说是这讲喝水的问题。
But now we find our young people becoming alcoholic.
但是年轻人现在面临一个就酗酒的问题，这是很大的问题。
Those things doesn't make for a good marriage.
有这样的问题，带入婚姻中是不可想象的，是毁坏自己婚姻的一个事情。
Now this is where I would like to spend a lot of time on, if possible.
就下面这几件事情，这三个敌人，我想去再进一步的阐述一下。因为很重要。
How to overcome the enemies?
如何去面对这样的三个仇敌？
And it starts with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
当然，首先启发点就是我们耶稣基督救赎的福音。
I want to read Romans chapter 6 for us.
我想读一下罗马书第六章。
He says in Romans 6:11, "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin." And alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们基督徒要把自己当看面对罪是死的，面对耶稣基督是活的，把生命献给神。
In other words, if we are going to be conquerors over these enemies,
如果我们要成为这样的一个得胜者的话，
we have to learn that we have to have a crucifixion that takes place.
首先是要走十字架道路，首先十字架道路。
And it is a daily thing to die to self.
这是一个每天都要做的一个操练和功课，就是每天都要 背上自己十字架来走这条路。
One of the biggest cancer in marriage and relationship is selfishness.
婚姻中最大的一个问题就是说是自私的问题，每个人只想到自己的问题。
And its cousin is still the same, unforgiveness.
另外就是说这种就是不能赦免的问题。
As a matter of fact, some say unforgiveness is the cancer of relationship.
有人讲不能赦免这件事真是一个癌症。人际关系这种癌症。
And they said that, selfishness is the nuclear bomb in marriage.
有人讲自私呢，在婚姻中的一个核武器。
In other words, if you think that your spouse is there for you,
他们等于把对方当满足自己的一个工具。
And if you're not there to serve Christ, why serve in them?
如果你不在服侍神的话，你就很难去真正服侍你的配偶。
You're gonna miss the mark. As a matter of fact, I like how Colossians 3 talks about to put walk in a manner worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
像哥罗西书第三章讲是我们生活真是一行一动都要能够与蒙召的恩相称。
I want to read Colossians for us. This is very important. I know
time is going. 很重要的一个经文。
I want us to listen very carefully here.
我想让你们来倾听这个。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 12.
第三章第十二节。
And I want us to picture Adam and Eve when they sin against God, they try to use leaf to cover themselves.
我想你想象中这亚当夏娃犯罪的时候得罪神的时候他们就想用那个无花果叶子来遮掩自己这样一种羞辱。
However, it was God who covered them by killing an animal to deal with the root of their issue. Sin demands death.
而神呢是怎样面对的？是说给他们穿上皮衣，就是说，宰杀动物来牺牲牛羊，来给他们来遮盖他们的罪。
In Colossians 3 and in Ephesians 4, Paul used that same pattern. He says, "Take off those old clothes and put on Christ."
保罗在哥罗西第三章和以弗所第四章都讲用这样一种样式来说，我们要脱下旧人，穿上新人。
The only way that we can be victorious in this relationship is to put on Jesus Christ.
我们能够成为得胜者的一个最唯一的途径，就是说我们要披挂耶稣基督。
So in verse 12 it says, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy, beloved, compassionate hearts."
就是第三章第十二节讲的说是我们要披戴基督，有他一种仁慈的心，而且有圣洁的样式。
Kindness and humility.
有谦卑啊，恩慈。
Meekness and patience.
有忍耐，有谦卑和忍耐。
Bearing with one another.
能够彼此恩待，彼此容忍。
And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other.
如果有彼此有嫌隙的话呢，彼此赦免。
As the Lord has forgiven you.
就像神耶稣基督赦免我们一样。
And if you keep reading the verse, he goes on to talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit, and then talk about wives and husbands and so forth.
紧接着他就讲的是我们要被圣灵充满，然后去遵守神所设立的规则。
In other words, if you are a married couple and you build your life on this word, it will stand the temptations of life.
如果一个夫妻两个人都能够把自己的婚姻建造在耶稣基督这样的磐石上，建造他的教导之上的话，我们就能够去阻挡风雨，抵挡风雨。
You will be able to weather whatever storms that come your way.
你可以去抵挡风雨。
I thought it is interesting that before he dives into in chapter 5 to talk about marriage, he also talks about in chapter 1. Who you are in Christ, because who you are, what you believe about yourself will depend on, or will reflect the way you act.
保罗更加向我们说明第一章，向我们说明以弗所第一章，就是我们在基督耶稣里是个新造人，是什么样子的？我们有这样的一个荣耀的形象，我们按这个形象来活出神的尊荣来。
So if you think you're a loser, you will act like a loser.
也就是说，如果你自己对自己认识是一个失败者，一个仍然没有被唤醒的人认识的话，你就会像他这样的生活。
In other words, brothers and sisters, if we're going to be victorious, we have to follow Jesus Christ.
如果我们成为得胜者，我们就要跟随耶稣基督。
I like these two pictures here as something for you to take home with.
我想把这幅画让你去能够带回到自己的家中。
And there are two pictures that I think is the that punchline when it comes to being victorious is a man or a woman who prays.
怎么讲？就这个整个得胜者的一个概括的就是他是一个祷告者。
And so that's why it says in Ephesians chapter 6 that with all kinds of prayers to the Lord.
靠着圣灵的多方多面的祷告。
And the next picture is one who builds his home on the Word of God.
第二点是说把家庭建立在这个圣经的原则之上，建立在神的话语之上。
And some of you know what Matthew 7 says, if you build based upon the word of God, when the storms come, you will be able to withstand.
像马太福音讲的说是如果你要按照基督原则去建这个遵守神的话去建立自己家庭的话他就可以有个很好的基石不能被风雨所倾倒。
You know, we need more godly marriages.
我们婚姻中需要神。
And godly marriages are built upon Christ Jesus, our Lord.
圣洁的婚姻是建立在基督耶稣。
Whatever you're going through right now, God can start a new chapter in your life.
如果你现在处于一种混乱之中，如果处在困难之中，你相信神会给你开启新的一页。
I remember even when I was an unbeliever, I was like, I want to have a good family, but I just didn't know how.
我在还不是信徒的时候，我特别渴望一个好的家庭，但是我不知道该怎么建立这好的家庭。
Because my home was a more dysfunctional home.
我的家庭是一个比较就是。一个 不健全的家庭。
My dad had 10, 11 kids that I know of.
我的父亲 10 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, 有十个孩子。
10 that I know of.
我知道有十个孩子，可能还有我不知道的。
And there were always strife and bitterness.
很多的这种苦毒和恼恨在这婚姻之中。
And then I discovered my cousin. I noticed when I go to my cousin's house, they were always peaceful and a loving home.
我到我表弟表兄家，我发现他们家庭是非常的非常平和，非常的和谐，非常快乐的家庭。
And then I said, I want what they have.
我就想我要需要这样家庭，我渴望这样家庭。
And then I discovered that.
我发现他们是。
They love Jesus and they try to live for Jesus.
他们爱耶稣，爱基督，他们想活出基督的样式来。
Now it doesn't mean that when you have Jesus, it's problem free.
并不说是有了基督就什么问题就解决了。
But it means then that when Jesus is ruling in your home, you are overcomer through Jesus Christ.
如果耶稣基督在你家就作王掌权的话，我们因着耶稣基督成为得胜者。
And no matter what the storms come, you will have peace in the storm because you have the Prince of Peace in the storm.
在风雨中我们会有平安，这平安是别人夺不走的，是属基督的平安。
So, single, married, do you have Jesus in your heart?
所以我面对所有弟兄姐妹，不管你单身还是有婚姻的人，你有没有耶稣基督在你心中做王掌权？
Do you submit to His Lordship over your life?
你是不是来尊荣他这样一个做王掌权的位置？
Let's close in prayer.
让我们来祷告结束。
Maybe you're here and you're not a Christian. Maybe you've been playing Christian, but deep down in your heart, you're not a Christian.
也许你是非信徒，也许你没有活出个基督的样式来，没有活出基督的样式来。
If there is any secret to a blessed marriage, it is Jesus.
如果祝福的婚姻有个秘诀的话，就是耶稣基督。
When God created marriage, it was beautiful.
神所定命的婚姻。它是一个美丽的婚姻，它是一个美丽的一个彰显。
Adam didn't do a good job in guarding his home.
所以亚当并没有真正的去建造，很好的建造这样一个按神心意建造这个家庭。
Just like some of us men, we're sleeping.
就像我们可能在沉睡中，也没有按照神的道去建造自己家庭。
And then Satan came and took over, and the home reflects the character of the one who is leading.
所以仇敌就来破坏。来侵蚀，使我们不能彰显这样一位神的荣耀。
But God has not abandoned mankind.
但神并没有弃绝我们。
Jesus is the answer.
耶稣基督来到这世上，提供一条新的活路。
He is our redeemer.
他是我们救赎主。
And so all we need to do is to Jesus, I surrender to you.
所以我们面对他，我们就说：耶稣基督，我降服。
Be Lord of my life and my family.
请在我的生命中和我的婚姻中做王掌权。
I'm gonna do it your way.
我要按照你的方式，圣洁的方式去建造我的家庭和婚姻。
Because my way leads to disaster.
因为我自己的方式，我的方式只会导致灭亡，导致毁坏。
Why don't you invite Jesus now, right now?
所以你把耶稣基督就在现在，你邀请他在你心中做王掌权，在你家中做王掌权。
Repent of your sins and believe in Jesus.
让我们都能够悔改，悔改来归向他，悔改来信靠他，活出他的样式。
And he will come and save.
他会很信实的来到我们生命中来做王掌权。
And save your marriage.
而且会来帮助我们的婚姻。
Because we believe in the resurrection.
因为我们相信他的复活得胜。
And God can bring life out of dead things.
神能够在死亡中兴起生命。
Thank you, Jesus.
我们感谢耶稣基督。
For hearing our prayers.
感谢你倾听我们的祷告。
For we ask in His name.
我们靠你的名得胜，靠你名祷告。
Amen. Amen.